On a cold fall afternoon, Josh Alexander is showing me around a feedlot near Pilger, Nebraska. Thousands of cattle can be surprisingly quiet, but they manage to make their presence known.
Yeah, right. The smell of money.
Alexander runs the day-to-day operations on this 5,000-head feedlot and 2,000-acre family farm. They normally grow their own corn to feed the cattle here, but Josh says because of the drought, they've had to buy corn and hay at a drought year premium. The cost of feeding these cattle has doubled. So can they still make money?
In the current market, no.
You're feeding cattle right now, you're going to lose money on.
Yeah, unfortunately we are. I guess, like I said, we're hopefully going to get a rebound here in the market.
The renewable fuel standard determines how much ethanol must be mixed into the nation's gasoline supply. By mid-November, the Environmental Protection Agency will decide whether to suspend that federal mandate in hopes of bringing down high corn prices. The trouble is, ag economists like Richard Perrin at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln don't think that would actually work. That's because oil companies now depend on ethanol as a cheap octane boost for gasoline.
Most people expect it won't have any appreciable impact until several months from now, and then when it does, the impact will probably be quite small, on the order of 25 cents per bushel, not on the order of a dollar or two per bushel.
And that's where this debate over the mandate goes beyond one year's drought. J.D. Alexander is head of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He also runs that feedlot near Pilger, Nebraska, with his son Josh. If a waiver would only have a small effect, Alexander wonders why a mandate is necessary at all.
If that is true, let's go ahead and waive it and let the ethanol industry and the protein industry compete for a bushel of corn on a level playing field. We're more than willing to compete.
Richard Perrin at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says while suspending the ethanol mandate temporarily would have a minor impact, taking it away entirely would be more serious.
Because today, oil is selling for $89 a barrel. And that's why we see a lot of ethanol plants shutting down or reducing their throughput.
Travel 50 miles northwest of the Alexander feedlot, and you'll come to Husker Ag Ethanol. This plant makes 76 million gallons of ethanol per year, although General Manager Seth Harder had to cut back this year because of the drought. Harder views cattle feeders as customers, not competitors.
They are a partner to our business. They're a vital piece of it.
Livestock groups may lobby against the ethanol mandate, but animal feeders across the Midwest also see some benefit from ethanol production. When a bushel of corn goes into an ethanol plant, about a third of it comes back as distiller's grain, which can replace regular corn in animal feed. Outside Husker Ag, a front loader scoops up a pile of what looks like steaming wet cornmeal and loads the distiller's grain into the back of a dump truck.
We need the starch portion, and really the beef need the protein portion, so it's kind of a perfect relationship there if you think about it.
J.D. Alexander feeds distiller's grain to his own cattle, but feels like the arrangement is less than perfect, and he believes grocery shoppers will be the next people to notice as meat prices go up. The EPA is set to decide by November 13th whether to put the ethanol mandate on hold, but even if the mandate does go on a temporary hiatus, it's set to continue through the year 2022 and grow along the way, which means this argument is far from over. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.